Two-thirds down. Tanu Rabbanon. Got it? Ari, you got it?
Yep.
Tanu Rabbanon. Echad horoidif acha chavir v'yachal l'har g'v'yachal v'yachal v'yachal z'chur. I wrote seach, running out a roidif, and the person that's trying to engage another person in the avera of Mishkav Zachor, v'yachal hanar hamarasa, v'yachal 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 would be eshes ish. Most arise of relationships. There is no chiv misa in most relationships, only to nisur tzarkaris. This is a continuation of yesterday's sugya. We're listening over here, enumerating all different examples where you're allowed to kill the person. The person is a person who is attempting to do an aveira.
Okay.
And the aveira over here involves another person. He's going to kill him. He's going to be born around Hamarasa, who is Mashav Zachar, chayvek misas bezim, which is an ashes ish, or chayvek kresus, which generally is a brother and a sister, things like that. Relatives, matzilin, or sambanapsha, you can kill the person. You can go and you can kill the person to prevent him from doing the aveira.
Right.
Abalet se almanu kohen gadol, se almanu kohen gadol, but grusha kohen gadol. You're not allowed to kill him, why not?
The
kohen
hedya is chasing grusha.
Right, you're not allowed to kill him. You're not allowed to kill him because it's not chayvek kray curse. It's chayvek lavin. And kedushin is typhus. Vaida. Nevda bo aveira. Let's say they already did an aveira. They already did the aveira. Rashi over here says, by the way, I don't believe people that much today because I ran out of time. But nevda bo aveira, so he helped me a little bit. Nevda bo aveira means the woman already did the aveira already one time. So she's already. Rashi is kivar. She was already nichshal. So she's already nifkan. She already is a pogrom.
Before
Rashi. Before she already is like, so that's the name harasa. And she already had a relation with another man. So
not
she's
this man?
Not this man. Even the, yeah. Not loved after this man. Another man. She already is already nifkema, and Naira Hamarasa
Abula.
She already did an aveira. Also, let's say the grusha. She already did an aveira. She already was bought another kohen was already bought. All the examples. Right. He's right because he can't come anyway. You're right. So the examples where the woman already, where the woman is high, where he'll be, you will obviously kill him. An aishas ish. Or a that also Mishav Zachar. So then, ain matzilin a sub. Then I'm sure you don't care.
This guy already had an engagement with somebody else, and nothing going on. He did tshuva.
The victim.
He did tshuva.
The victim. No, the victim. The victim. If the victim already what?
But he did tshuva.
Now he's
chasing.
We're going to see. Look at the Rashi. Rashi explains the akasha ain matzim. Why it's not even tshuva? It's a pagima. The tshuva does not take it away entirely. Isn't it amazing? Every Yom Kippurim, we do my tshuva. Look at the Rashi. Ain matzilin dochan ifkimok la. This is the whole story of the next staff. The next Ahmed is that the woman already, this woman already is nifkema. She's already damaged. She's damaged goods.
It's only going on her, not the mishkas.
Right, exactly. Going on the victim. The victim. No, the person was already nichshal in the mishkas zachar. Ein matzil oisan, it says. Wait, what do you mean? Go back to the Gemara. Go back one line. Ain nevdu b'hamavera, ain matzilin oisa. You don't save her b'nafshoy by killing him, right? You don't save her by killing him. Also, he's saying Mishkav Zachar, so the word over here does not apply to Mishkav Zachar. You're right. The Gemara is not actually going to say that. Okay, let's see. You're right. So let's say assume that we're doing over here a case of Eishes Ish or a case of Dar Hamarasa, and she already was Nichshol, the male she already Nifkema. So now we do not save her by killing him. Next halacha, the Gemara is going to review all of these statements one piece at a time in a few moments. Let's first go to the basic halacha. Yesh lo Moshiach. Let's say Yesh lo Moshiach. Someone can save her. She has the ability to save herself. And she chooses not to save herself. She has the method. She has a mace. She can take out the mace and spray it on the guy.
She can scream.
She can do something. Why doesn't she take out her smartphone and do something, call someone? So the fact that she does not do so indicates that she's willing. She is a partner in this crime. Mela ain matzilin oisa binafshay. We'll see more in the Gemara in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda says, let's say she can't save herself. Let's say she mamish can't save. Let's say she it's the first time, so now she's going to be nifkah for the very first time. But she says to the person who's coming to save her, the rescue squad comes to save her, the SWAT team comes in, and she says to them, let him do the aveira, don't kill him. It's okay. Even though he's going to ruin me for life, I don't want his blood to be on my hands. Don't sniff us halacha. We listen to her. The only according to this machlokes, Tanakhama says we do not. Rabbi Yehuda says we listen to her. If she says do not kill him, we listen to her. We afa meres hanichlo shlo yehargena. Shanicha hanichlo shlo yehargena. We should not kill her. We not kill him. Yehargena koydem look lagosh over here. Rashi says shlo yehargena. Koydem shetasiguhu afa pi deanusahi umiyirahi dukamra. Maybe she only says because she's afraid. Doesn't matter. Ain matzunai sovet haimam beforshu. We're going to later on. Okay. So that's machlekes. This last halacha is machlekes. Machlekes in two three things. Do we go and we listen to when she says do not kill a person? Very fascinating sugya. Very fascinating halacha. Halacha lemaisa. When a woman says don't kill him, what? Vaita. Vaita. Mino honey mile. How do we know this? Amakra. It says in the pasuk vilanara loyda sase davar. Ein lanara cheid maves. So the Gemara makes a drasha. So the Gemara makes a drasha.
Doesn't make a difference where it's chet, if it happened in the town or in the field.
Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. All the questions could she say herself. The Gemara then goes to dash all the halachos one at a time.
So how do you know what?
How do you know all of the above? All of the above that when it comes to Naira Hamaras, it comes to Mishkav Zohar, when it comes to Rotseach, when it comes to Chayve Mitzvahs, Chayve Kresos.
So the Finnish got saying that he made the diak that I was only talking about Naira Hamaras.
We're getting to that later on. That's one thing at the. Let's first go to the basic halacha. How do we know that if a person is being roidef, to kill him, Mishkav Zohar, Naira Hamarasa, Chayve Mises, Chayve Kresos, you can kill the guy.
Yeah.
You can kill him. How do you know it? So,
how
does that tell us? How do we know? So, the Gemara says, what?
How does this tell us?
So, it says, now, how is it spelled in the Torah? When it's spelled in the Torah, it's spelled without a hey. Okay, if you lay in the Torah,
hey, it says it right here. Come on.
Is base, where's the hey? Look on the side of the Gemara. Right. Is base. On
doesn't
the side
have
of the
a hey.
There's no hey. Where'd the hey go? Where'd the hey go?
Hey, where are you?
Avraham got it. Avram to Avraham. He took it. No, someone took the hay. Someone took it off like off the street and took it away.
Fine.
So the fact that there's no hay indicates that we can really do the word lenaro ulenar ulenahar loisasedavar in lenarim zuchnar v'loy zuchur. We make this drush a nar and not a male. It's a mute.
Is it a nar a male?
A nar is a male. A male. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains. Rashi says shlo Rash lenar chid maves, akula koy moshi alakro yetehu drasha duchaksiv lenar losas davar nar ksiv akin nara nidrash mikra v'nidrash mosaris nar lochavi es hazochor. It's coming to be marbe. It's coming to be marbe a zochor. Because what is it? Rashi is explaining. What does the pasuk conclude? The ein moshi Allah ki kasho yakum ish al re'eu lehargoy nefesh kain hadavar hazed. The pasuk explicitly says. You listening?
Yeah.
The pasuk explicitly says the same way if a Reuven is coming to kill Shimon, you are allowed to kill Reuven to prevent Reuven from killing Shimon. So too, in this matter, you're allowed to kill this man who's coming to be ma'anis, this woman. You're allowed to kill him. And the pasuk, the word the pasuk uses, the whole pasuk is when v'ein mashiela in a situation where there's no way that she can escape from this crime. There's no way.
Oh, what? It's the second pasuk. He basada matzasa tzaka and aramas
ve'im mashiyala. So only in this instance, where she has no way to save herself, does the pasuk allow you, the bystander, to kill the perpetrator to prevent the woman from being the victim. Okay? There's a perpetrator, there's a victim, there's a bystander. And there's justice, there's a court of law, and there's the United Nations, and then there's Trump. Okay? Weiter. Now we have over here all of these. So it says Ein Moshiela. Now the more rational thing is that when the whole entire pasuk is superfluous, we have the right, we have the option of dashing every single word in this pasuk, including the word lanara. So therefore, and the first drash is we're coming to be marbe. It says nar nara, but the ksiv, the way it's spelled is nar, not nara. To be marbe. Even a male.
Correct.
That the similar applies to a man that's running after another man to be Mishkav Zohar. Nar ze zochur. It's coming to be marbe as a male. Nara, but we read it nara. That's the kri. To read it. Zo nara hame oirasa. Because that's what a nara is. A woman who is between 12 years and 12 years and 6 months who is partially married. She's married but is not in suing. Because it says nah, the way it's spelled.
So how would you read in the pasuk?
It's a reboot. No, it's nothing more. The pasuk is telling you a general principle. The general principle in this pasuk is that you are allowed to kill the perpetrator to prevent you from becoming the victim. It says in a situation of in mashiyallah. So now since the entire pasuk is extra, whole thing is extra, for whatever reason, we're allowed to take the pasuk and dash in every single nuance of this pasuk for a drasha. Now, drasha number one, being that it's spelled nar and not nara, that allows us to be marbur, that the same principle applies when one man is chasing after another man from Mishkav Zohar.
Right.
And nara is a male. Good. Next, it says over here, lanara. But the way we read it is nara with a hay. When you read it with a hay, it means a female, which is the sugi of nara hamadasa. Zez, lanara, lanara, nara, zonara hamadasa. Chait, What is the word chait? Ein lanara chait mavis elu chayve kirei sois. Okay, that one says mavis elu chayve misois bezin. So give out all the makaros. Now, and the pasuk explicitly says ki kasher yakum ish al re'eyu liharbo nefesh kein hadavazeh bo lelamed v'nim salamed. To teach a Rotzach, you also can kill a Rotzach. Reuven is coming to kill Shimon. You want to kill Reuven to prevent Reuven from killing Shimon. So we have accounted for five drushes. You hear that? Five inuim on Yom Kippurim connected to five different things in this pasuk. There are findings in this pasuk with Rotzach. There is Mishkav Zohar, Naira Hamurasa, Chayvi Kreisus, and Chayvi Misas Bezdin. Chayvi Misas Bezdin, Chayvi Misas in that order. Five halachas connected to five inuim of Rosh of Yom Kippurim. Achila, Shasi is one. Sichas oil. A rechitza, tashmish amita, and the fifth one is nilas a sandal vaita. Vaita, you know all the halachas Yom Kippur. You're Yom Kippur. You already, you know the halachas. Yeah, you know all the halachas vaita. Yes. Let me ask you a simple question. How many times do you say vidui? Why do we need five different psukim? And the Gemara Tzrich, we need five limudim. Tzrich, the ikos, Rachmana, nah, Mishim, the Lodav, Urchi. You know why you can kill him? Because that's not natural. That's a very big bazillion. To do an act that's very not, that's natural, that's why you can kill him. Avil, not a nar, but a woman, the Orcha, it's not such a pegima because this is natural. Emoloi, maybe you'll be permitted, maybe you're not allowed to kill the person. The ikos, Rachmana, nah, Mishim, the Kapagim law. It's a pegima because she's a basula, and now she's going to be a bu'ula when someone is bought upon her. Avol na'anar d'loika pogim la la'imula. But let's say mishkav zoch. We only have the case of nara. Now the case of mishkav zoch. Maybe
it's not. The varah who says the varah ever was about pegima. The varah is about you doing it on him.
No, it doesn't matter. You're causing them. So you say over here the Gemara is suggesting that we're trying to understand the law. This is the pasuk. The law is about you causing permanent damage. You're causing permanent damage to this individual. A woman until this point in time she was a basula. Now she's a bu'ula.
Only for a pagan by Emat Silon, so that later on, if she already did that there once before.
No, we're not up to that yet. But the word over here has nothing to do with it. You're imposing on somebody. Well, that's the question. That's exactly the point the Gemara is making. That if the Torah only said one, we have to understand, we have to make an assumption. Why did the Torah specify this one, not the other one? We have no right to use it as a makar to learn out to be Madame in Yilin. So we're suggesting. If the Torah only said Mishkav Zohar, I would think I would not necessarily apply it to a female. What's the svar to Mechalik? Because Mishkav Zohar is unnatural. There the Torah is makbid. But maybe when it's a natural action, even though it's not there, maybe we have no right to kill a person. But that's why we need the Torah to say Nara. Pumfaker. So let the Torah just say Nara. And Kol Shekein is Mishkav Zohar. No. If we only said that, we would suggest at this moment in time, you know what Torah is makbid? Because you're causing your pegima. A change in her physical body, but a male who there is no change in his physical body, maybe would not be so permissive to allow you to kill him. That's avol nardulukam kapagim leim alo. The cost of rachman have told us only these two. I will submit to the high love or chibahahu v'hokapagim lo. And in this case, it's not natural, and by the woman, you're causing her permanent damage. Avol shar arayos der chayu, where they're natural. You're not causing an hs ish to have a change in the status. She anyway is the bula, and the male, you're not causing any change. Avol shar arayos der chayu, the other arayos, which is like an hs ish or the sister of chulu v'chulu, the law nafish pig mayhu, and the begima is not as great. Naira Hamura is a very great pigim because she was already married to a man. Over here in other Arayas, the relationship is a different type of relationship. Therefore, the Gemara is saying that it's not as terrible. Emulah, that's what Kashachmona, Chait, it says Chait for Chayve Kreis.
To teach the one who's the least pigim, we know the other.
Right. The E Kashachmona, Chait, Chayve Kreis, Chavamina, Afilu Chayve Lavin. If we only had chayin, here's the question. If we only had chayin, I would say that any type of iser erva, even an almana lekoyin gadol, a grusha v'chalutz lekoyin hegit. That's why kos rachmona modes. Only something which is doimet to misas bezin. What is doimet lemisas bezin chayve kresos? Is also cutting off. But when it comes to chayve lavin, no, then there is no permission to kill the kohen gadol who is running after the almana. You're not allowed to kill the kohen gadol. We need him for Yom Kippur. You can't do it. Vayta. Because rachman moves, I mean, I'm saying that chayve misas bezin in. But chayve kresos, slow. It's not so severe. That's what rachman chait. Good. Tell me, the bar is in business. We need every one of the five limudim. If we're missing one of the limudim, the entire thing would fall apart.
How do we know that it means for the individual not for the best? In other words, it's chayav misa bezin. How do we know that I as an individual?
Because the pasuk says ki kasha yakum ish al re'eu lohargu nefesh kein hadavar zeh. There's no time to go to Bezdin. Going to Bezdin can take decades to get this decision rendered. You have to take action. The pasuk clearly from the shpach of the pasuk. Okay, I don't have an exact answer for you, but it appears.
It sounds like, again, I said yesterday, I hear the question.
Yes, that is correct. That is absolutely correct. And that's what's smashed in the past, that at the moment, and that is the chiddush, that at the moment of the time, there are five situations where you're allowed.
And what about a woman? Is a woman is the same
Of course. A woman's life, of course. Anyone can save, of course. Anyone can save this person. The lav dafka man, anyone who has the ability to save this individual from being a victim of this, of these five averos, is permitted to go and step in. Vaita. In fact, the Gemara of Rachamano, Chayt Maves, let the Torah say just the two words, Chayt Maves. Now we're getting a little more complex. So why do we have to have five drashas? You're right. If they only had one drasha on the five, I would not know the other four. But why don't we combine two together? Let it have two words together. Chet mabes. We'll automatically know the other three. So the lichta rachmonach mabes loy boy nar 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 and venara. The Gemara says ein hachinami. You're right. Unbelievable Gemara. The Torah would just say chet mabes because think about it. Because the case of mishkav zachar and the case of nair hamirasa are chayde misos bezdin. So therefore, why would we need the pasuk nar and nara? Let it just say chet mabes. We'll automatically know the other five. The ella nar nara. What do we need it? The Gemara says chal lamute in chlamy is coming to exclude avodah zara. That if Reuven is running to worship an idol, you don't have to kill him. Let him do it. Let him worship the idol. Chal lamute. One is coming to marry avodah zara. Chal lamute behema b'shabes. Now the Gemara says, when it says over here Shabbos, the Gemara is throwing it in. The Gemara Rashi will see the Gemara the lav dafka Shabbos. The Gemara, the moment is throwing it in, but it won't come really close to behema. That if Reuven is coming to run after an animal, you do not kill Reuven. You let him do the aveira. You're not allowed to kill Reuven. And why did it say Shabbos? Or so with the moment, look at Rashi. Rashi says, we threw it in for no reason. The Shabbos, look at Rashi in the side of the Gemara, we're by the Bach, kidi nakte. We just said it incidentally. The agav gerora. It was, don't get take the Gemara literally. I did it. It's not in Masnisim because it's going to discuss the laws of Shabbos in the Mishnah later on. But we really do not need Shabbos from Yukro Loi Boy Lamute. We do not need the Pasuk to be Mayat Shabbos because Shabbos automatically has the same status as Avodah Zarah because the two are linked with Gzeira Shava. The Kevon Dim Ite Avodah Zarah Mehechatesid Shabbos Holo Holo Salk the Daitim Lazui Elim Bechilachil Avodah Zarah Kilkamon. Because basically, once we remind Avodah Zarah, automatically Shabbos is going to be out of the picture. The bottom line is the person is being Mechal Shabbos, you're not allowed to kill. You see a person carrying in the street, in a place where you believe there is no Erev, you're not allowed to kill him. You're not allowed to. That's the halacha. People don't know that. They make this mistake all the time. You're not allowed to kill him. You're not allowed to kill a person who's carrying in the street on Shabbos. That's what it says.
Tell me that we're learning at these halachas which have nothing to do with Reuter, which is interesting.
Because killing being mavaz a person brabim is a bizrayu of Ritzicha. So a person that's carrying on Shabbos, I know you halacha lemais person is carrying on Shabbos, you hold that there's mamish chil Shabbos going on, you have to be diplomatic, you're not allowed to go and kill him. And killing includes a bizrayu the shrikhastam is embarrassing him and doing things to him which causes blood pressure to go all the way up and his face to change colors, as Gemara says. He caused the person's blood pressure to go up, that's a bizrayu de shvicha stamen. Vaita. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai Omer, and the Gemara Shimon ben Yechai Omer, 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 the Gemara Shimon ben Rashvi. The Hilk Rashi of Rabbi Kikon tells us that if a person is coming to worship an idol, you're allowed to kill him. You are allowed to kill him. So the question over here is, now we have two psukim of the word nar and nara. What is one of these psukim coming to Mimayit? Yeah? Are you okay?
Yeah.
So the Mara says, you're right, chalim with the behema, you're right, and we need one by behema, an animal, if you come to that, we said before, chalim with the Shabbos. Since Rashbi holds that Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to kill, so now Shabbos comes back into play. Maybe I would think you can kill a person if he's Michal Shabbos, so we need one pas to be Mimayit. You can't kill a person who wants to be Michal Shabbos. Sal kedaita chamina, I may be misled to believe they say Shabbos mechil chil neavodah zara, because they were shoved the links to Shabbos with avodah zara. Whatever halacha applies to avodah zara will apply to Shabbos. So avodah zara, according to Rashbi, you're allowed to kill to prevent the person being nishal neavodah zara. So I would think you're allowed to kill a person being nishal on Shabbos. Kamashan, you cannot do that. Strictly, Rabbi Shlomo of Rabbi Shimon, the zun of Rashbi. What does he say? Diyama mechal Shabbos nidmasa benashay. He asya Shabbos nichil chilul neavodah zara. Unbelievable. Rashbi's own son disagrees with the Tata, and he holds that you're allowed to kill a person who is going to be mechal Shabbos. So my ikal meimar, so meimar zedachal mudu behema. Vidach ani dekos shachamon nar kosav leinami nara. Einoch nami. There's no drasha. There's no drasha. The ikar drasha was nar. Nar, and we can't say nar, we have to say, we have to pronounce it nara, but the drasha is only really, it's one word which has two different meanings, and we have no choice but to say the word in one form. There's only one word coming to b'mayit behema, and really, according to Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon, there's not any drasha to b'mayit anything else, because according to him, you're indeed a like other person is coming to Michal Shabbos as well. So the bottom line is, we have really three opinions. What exactly you're not allowed? You have the Tanakama. There are five things where you're allowed to kill for. According to Rashmi, there's six things. You're allowed to kill even for Avodah Zarah. And according to Rabbi Shimon, there are seven things. Seven different things you can kill another person, kill a person to prevent them from doing these others. Next Gemara. But Rabbi Huda, is it clear?
There's a bill.
Another example is where the woman says, listen, don't kill the guy. And Rashi told us in Amud Aleph, even if we suspect that she's afraid, she really wants you to kill him. But she is afraid that you will miss. You do not have good aim. And in the process, she'll get killed. So she says over here, don't do it. So they might come miflag yamarava. Now here we get into the sugyas. Where she's taka makbit, she's not going to pagam. She's taka makbit on the pagam. She does not want to put the shame. She's taka to the pagam, but she says, listen, even though I'm makbit on the pagam, I don't want you to kill him.
Pinchas didn't have that problem.
Pinchas ben Elazar, why not? Because they
want to kill both.
They want to kill both. But makbit, they both have errors. Okay, but makbit al pigimasa, but manichasa shlo yahargenak. Rabban and Savi, Rabban and Hold, Apigma copied Rachmana, Rabban and disagree. The Torah, you can't go dictate what you want. If there is automatically a pigima in this woman, the Torah says he has to be killed. He has to be eliminated. Apigma copied Rachmana, Vaharahare, Makpedis, Apigma, and she is Makpid and Apigma. She's Makpid, but and therefore, even though she's Makpid, even though she said do not kill him, it doesn't make a difference. The fact is, if she is Makpid on her pigima, then we have no choice but to kill the person, even if she says, I'm Meichel him. I'll suffer the pigima for the rest of my life. Rabbi Huda says, Rabbi Huda, Haidikam Rechmana Katle, Mishum de Moshe Nafshin. Now Rabbi Huda elaborates more, no. He analyzed the logic. The reason why the Torah says, Haidikam Rechmana Katle, kill the person, Mishum de Moshe Nafshin Likola. Because a woman is going to give up her life. A woman is going to stop him. When this man comes to be ma'anis her, she's going to maneuver herself that she will not allow him to do the avera, even if it will cost her her life. She'll commit suicide, or she'll allow herself to die. And therefore, since this woman says, let him do it, I'm not going to give him my life, let him do it. She over here is not being Meisir Nefesh. She says, don't kill him. Let him do the Avera. Even though it's Taka true, I'm being Nifkam. But we already know as a given that she's not going to give up love. So Huda's saying, and actually saying at a much deeper level, Rabbi Huda's coming to introduce him to the Pasnik, the time of the Kura. This study normally Rabbi Shimon does. But in this instance, Rabbi Huda's coming to introduce the Svara. The reason why the Torah says that you can kill a person who's coming to be Roidif Achar and Isha for Arayos is because we're concerned that the woman, it will lead to the woman's death. The woman will allow herself to die rather than allow herself to be subject to this Avera.
Everyone else holds Karak Oilam.
Right. That's the next talk. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a woman is a different male. Whenever a man is being raided, if a woman to be Zaner, it's equivalent to Reuven trying to kill Shimon. And if Reuven is trying to kill Shimon, everyone agrees you're allowed to kill Reuven. There's nothing to talk about. You don't go, there's no halacha when Reuven is trying to kill Shimon. Let him kill me. Let him kill me. I'd rather die. I'd rather die, so don't harm Reuben. That's ridiculous. There's no such thing as that. Shimon can be saying, I don't care, I want to die. The halacha is you have to kill Reuben, you have to kill Reuben. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying a tremendous chiddush. A woman that is a victim of znus is mamish and nirdaf, because it can lead to her death. She's going to be meiser nefesh, she's going to die. The male is equivalent to the case of a roidef. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But if we know for a fact that this woman instills says to us that she's not going to kill herself, I'm not going to die, I'm not going to do the Avera. So then we're dealing just with the Avera itself, then we do not kill Reuven. The Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan said it has nothing to do with Misa. It makes no difference. The Torah does not want a woman to be Nifkam no matter what. It's not a matter of death. Isn't it an amazing concept? It's an amazing concept how far Rabbanan are going and allowing a woman. Rabbi Yehuda is a very cooler. Rabbi Yehuda is for teaching that that's not the Avera. The Avera is not so bad. It's the death that's what's bad. So if we know there's not going to be death, then we can let him do the Avera. We can't kill a person. But Rabbi Rabbanan is saying, no, it's not a matter of death. It's a matter of Pegima. Pegima alone is enough to kill a person. Isn't that amazing, Halacha?
I was seeing a discussion over here about her being considered they're going to miss.
What?
I was thinking about that also. Initially, when you said it, I was thinking about when we learned it in Amin Aleph.
We have the best, we have a SWAT team of the New York State.
I didn't see anything over there about them in there.
They are trained, military training, they don't miss.
It's true that we see him running best after equipment. They see him running after her, so then a question.
SWAT team doesn't miss. They have laser technology, they are on the mark. Take it from one who knows. Vaita. You're not in a good mood tonight.
I'm always in a good mood.
Tonight is your area of humor, it's Kapara.
He has no avers. That's why he's nothing. He's
he feels the pachad hadin. He feels the yem hadin. The yem hadin. Ah, tzaddik. I'm sitting here. Mamish in the presence.
You're wasting time. We're behind.
Greatness.
We're behind.
Marcus.
We're behind.
Alan.
What do you say?
Such a tzaddik. To sit in front of such tzaddik. Miani. Who am I?
Yeah, you finished?
Weiter. No one's listening to the tape anyway. This is just a shop.
It's
a dimion. The ganze Welt is a dimion.
Weiter.
The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, 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 Amalei apikim rabo kabir rachmona apikim zut ulo kabir rachmona. They had two mini pigimas. Apikim rabo, a gross pigima, and apikim zuta, a small pigima. The Torah is only marking apikim rabo, an aira hamurasa, an eshes ish. Those are pigimas rabo, but apikim small pigima is not so big. Male Torah is not marking. Next.
What's the pigam? Please remind me the pigam over here. What's
the pigam? Is a married woman. Is a married woman.
Mar lekain gadol, gush vechalutz lekain hedid.
So they're not allowed to be. There's a stigma for the rest of life. They're going to say, oh, this is the almana that was married to the kain gadol. What even bisman is that today? Meist mechol yom that kohanim don't.
So it's only dafka pigima.
And then iser. There's navera.
There's navera. Aman lekain gadol. Gush vechalutz
lekain hedid. Lekain hedid. Tell me, bisman I said there's meist mechol.
So gush vechalutza. So she becomes a chalala.
Yeah.
But it's not like anyway. She can never marry a kain anyway. What pigam does she have?
That she did an Avera. Think
but,
it
she's
was,
not, but she's a, let but me she's a halola you, regarding what? She,
no,
she let, becomes let, a halola.
No,
that's the problem.
No, no, no,
she can halola.
Right, so she's a halola. So she's now a grusha of a halutz. But think about it. Let me explain the pegimba. The pegimba, right, there's no afkamina. But let me just explain. Today, let's say a woman happens every so often where a grusha marries the kohen hagit. You ever hear all these stories?
Well, yep.
They don't care.
I do know.
They don't care. So then let's say.
What kind of married gear is?
Right. So when this woman walks in the street, well, you don't in your mind you don't think, oh, this is the woman who married.
She never married this guy. This guy was my honest.
Doesn't matter. Same thing. Same thing.
But she has no problem.
It's same thing. She was nivala to a man that's not allowed to be with her. So therefore, there's a stigma. People know about it. They talk about it. It's a different shirach.
The resume is not the same.
It's a different shirach. Vait in the Gemara. Chet. It says chet.
It's a valid point that I made.
Yeah, it's a valid point, but it's still she was nivala to a man that she's not allowed to be with. Vait a chet elu chayve kreisos. V'lemi v'mestira v'elu nairo sheish lom kenas. Habo ala chayisai. So we have over here. We have a nairo. There's a kenas. There's a habo al achayisai. So what's the cash? Cash over here is this money. One thing is money being paid. Over here, there's kalam b'drab minei. The Gemara's kash over here is Rashi. This is a little bit off the beaten track, a little bit off the top. Rashi explains here. It's called Rashi kolaymar. Whenever Rashi says kolaymar, it means that over here, the sudden that's a little bit very complicated. It's not to be taken literally. Afilu bo alachoy so delay karin bei velosi al isha. Afilu walk karin bei venasna isha shach nima. The shabi mikroik subis. He has to pay money. In fact, the Gemara Rashi can say, "How? Why? But why don't we say Kamle Bidrabamine? Just like if a man is born al chayse be'ainis, he's ma'anis his sister.
Knas.
That's really? Exactly what's kasha. That's a chayvek. We have a stira. The elu narushlam knas. Abal al chayse. Man is born al chayse against her will. He pays 100. He has to pay his father. He has to pay 100 zuz to the father because he was ma'anis her. But why? At the moment he was born upon her, he was chayv karis. It's chayv karis. So come lay bidramin. It's like baba machteres. A baba machteres has ein loy damin. He has no value because a person can kill him at this moment in time. If he has no value, he has no obligation to pay mamay. So therefore, the Gemara's kash is why is a person who's bala chaysay ba'inis is he chayv to be the kanas? He's a dead man at the moment when he does this saver. He's chayv karis. So therefore, that karis should take away the chayv mamay. Rashi explains from the Gemara, and Rashi goes, "We have got the loy iktol potem mit hashlumin k'tkayim lo mechol chayv misos bezdin shaygin the nafkom mit midutani bechisya ma mekhem loy chalak." Even though no one's, the point of it is, even though he's not going to get killed, even though no one's going to kill him, because only chayve kreisus, it's not chayve mises bezin, but it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a sense over here. He did a ma'isa for which there is a chayve karis. That's enough to exempt him from the chiyuv tashlumin. So, in fact, the Gemara says, "Amruah Rabbanu Kamei Rav Chista Mishas." Here's the Lomish answer. There are two moments of bia. There's techilas bia and there's soif bia. The chiyuv kenas comes mishas ha'aroha. The pogma iftale mikatola memoyne loy mishalim ad gemar bia. The moment comes bigmar bia. The chiyuv karis comes techilas bia. So it's not the idne. It's not at exactly the same moment in time. Rashi explains. It's a complicated story. We have to read Rashi over here. Mishas ha'aroha korele nivala. The afgima b'miksas, the tchilas bia already caused her to be nifgima, and that's when the chiv chorus begins. The shuv ein matzilin oisa, mimela, now once the tchilas bia has begun, can we kill her?
No.
Can we kill the man? No, because the begima, it's like what you said, it's kvar. The im, niv, nifgima kvar, how we learn Amar Alf? Amar Alf, we learn nifgima kvar. She already was nichshol in the avera in the past. Then you can't kill her because they already was a pekima. So now let's forget about another man being mizanim with her. Let's talk about this man himself. Let's break up the moments. The tchilas bia is what creates the pegima. So now when the tchilas bia creates the pegima, so now you can no longer for the gemar, but you can't kill him anymore. You can't kill the person anymore because he's already nifgama kivar. So what's the lumdis? What's the lumdis of why you don't have to pay the money? Is because since at this moment in time I can kill you. Even though it's chayve karis, and chayve karis is not misas bez, but since we learned in the previous stuff in the pasuk of chayt maves, that you're allowed to kill a person that's engaging in chayve kresos, so since you're a dead man, I can kill you at this moment in time, kom le b'drabimine, but that's not true. Kom le b'drabimine is only at the moment when you begin the pegima, and the moment of chiv kenas comes at the very end, and the moment of the gemar bia, it's already nifkema kivar, so there's no, you can't kill him at that moment in time, so therefore there's no long kom le b'drabimine. So mele you chayv to pay the tashlumin. So that's the Gemara's point. The Mishas Harab, the Fagma, if the Lebing told me, Moin Lemishalim ad Gemar Bia. So the Gemara's way, that's not so simple. Hinich Lamandi Amad, the Amar Hara Zon Nishika. That Tchilas Bia Hara means, the Shika means, it means Mamish, the Haschol of Bia. El Mandim Hara Zu Hachnos Atara, so that's already called the Gemar Bia. That's the Gemara, it's not the Gemara Mamish, but already that's the moment of when the chiyuv tashlumin already begins at that moment in time, and at that moment in time you can kill him. If you can kill him, you should be parted from paying the tashlumin. So Michael Meimar, what are you going to say now? The Gemara says, so what are you going to say? Elo Amar of Chistus, why then are you going to be parted from tashlumin? You should be chayiv in tashlumin. Why are you chayiv in tashlumin? You should be parted from tashlumin. Because since the moment, since this brisa says that if a man is born on chayve kresos, and that means, it means hachnosa satara, and that moment in time is also the chiv of kenas, So how could it be that you have to pay mamon if our Mishnah here on the previous summit has taught us chay eight mabes that a person that's been groidif achar nisha to do an avera that involves chayve kresos, you're allowed to kill the person.
This is bevasachas over here.
So we have a stira because according to what we learn about aleph, if a person is being groidif achar nisha to an avera of chayve kresos, you can kill him. If you could really kill him at this moment in time, then you don't have to pay the kanas. And the fact that it says you have to pay the kanas indicates that you're not allowed to kill him. And don't go tell me there are two different moments of time, because this man damar says that that ha'ara is hachnasa satara, which is the zel mazach as the moment of chiyuv tashlumin.
So my point I make, which is the whole idea,
yeah,
you say come with the ramne, even though with the
yeah
with the mis itself was not yeah carried out.
And Rashi's permeh that point. Rashi says shogin, that doesn't right.
It's amazing.
Yes,
it's
that's
amazing.
Correct. Well, that but machteres. So that was the whole. That was the yeah, previous stop.
I know. I'm just making understand stop. The obvious. I'm just saying that in itself is amazing.
So el rav chizav chizav gan shavol lech shleike darka. Ah, a whole new chiddush. A nayizach shleike darka memela. V'chazar v'bol lech kedarka. So what do we mean shleike darka? Because there's no chiyuv knas. There's no chiyuv knas on shleike darka. I'm sorry. There's no pegim. There's no pegim on shleike darka. Look at Rashi. Rashi can't chiddush shavol lech. Who are achak kvar? Shleike darka. So in the past. Shleike darka. V'chazar v'bol lech kedarka. The loy nidan bebiya zul hatzil benavsha shakvar nifkama. So here, the case over here that since this woman in the past, there's only halacha of kanas, by the way, when the min is ma'anis a besula. Okay, that's the halacha. There's only kanas when the min is ma'anis a besula. So therefore, how do you have kanas? The answer is, how do you have kanas when you're not going to have nifkama? So the Torah says she had a bia shaloi kedarka. A bia shaloi kedarka also creates a degree of pegima. So it's nifkama kivar. Now, but you're still besula. The male, there's still potential for it to be kanas, because kanas only pay for a psula. So therefore, it's not a roided anymore. So therefore, in fact, you can't kill him. Then hall and now you side.
There's no kamal.
Exactly. We have no kash anymore. That's answer number one. Ravamar masnim b'manichas. A similar answer. Why do you have to come with the whole thing? Go to the case over here. The woman says, "Don't kill him." Lord Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I am not going to be Meister Nefesh. I'm not going to go kill Hashem for this. I'm not going to kill myself for this. And Mela, oh, you're not going to kill yourself. You're not going to kill yourself. And Mela, you're not allowed to kill the person. Rabbi Yehuda, he. Okay, answer number two. Answer number three, Rabbi Papa. Answer number three.
Here it says answer number four.
What?
Argument says answer number four.
Number four? Well, the other, we slugged up the other answers.
Okay.
These are the only two answers that are remaining that have a kiyum hadava. The other was a hav aminas. Hav aminas nishas lo bazach. Our pop amar answer number three of the kina, it says b'mefute the divrei akol shemefute, which means it's not. There's a knas from mefate. Think about that. A mefate is where a man entices her and she does it b'rotzoin. Oh, b'rotzoin. Everyone agrees. There is no din of killing the person when the woman is masking. That's not called mashiyala. By the whole halach, when you let kill a person, is ve'ein mashiyallah. Here she could have saved herself. She could have said no. Just say no. She didn't want to say no. She said yes. Are you allowed to kill her? Definitely not. They're doing an avera. Are you allowed to kill him? You're not allowed to kill him. And male, that's what is when the chiyuv tashlum, because there's no kamal v'daminei. Abaya, on our answer number four of Akiyam, according to you, to me, it's number six. Abaya Omar, biyochol lahatzil bi'echad me'evarof, that you can go and you can kill, you don't have to kill him. You're able to neutralize him with one of his limbs. So if you can neutralize him in Mela, then you're not allowed to kill him. Not allowed to kill him, there's no kolam b'ramine. Oh, who says that we make such split decisions when it comes to neutralizing, that we allow a person to make cheshbonis al and try to go and kill Nechem Evarav? We learned in the Gemara before that's not so posh. That was the whole ma'isa with Avner, the ma'isa with Yoyav and Avner, all those sugyas. Who says Yitzhak Shahalacha? And Yinechnami is the Asiyach Rabbi Yonis, son of Sholhu, the Tanya Lewis and Shol Oimer, Roidiv, Shayyarid, Vachaviv, Lahargov, Yochal Atzil, Becha, Be'evarav, Lohitzil, Neregalav. The sniper is going to be high because you could have taken it out with one of the above, you chose to take him out totally. That's not so posh it. That we don't know about. That's going to him. My time, Rabbi Yerusha Menshol, the Susan Post of the Chiyinot, so Noshim Tumin Afanin, and the Amar, Rabbi, was the Chiyinot, and the Amar, Rabbi Alozo, be Matsus, Shebe Misa Kosov, that we live over here with a fight to death. Matsus, Matsa. What does Matsa mean? Strife.
Right.
The matzus is the most Arabic people about matzah. There's a lot of similarities between Pesach and Shavuot and Pesach and Yom Kippur. The matzus should be nisa kosu medabit. Listen to the pasuk. It says, let's say there'll be the fighting, and then the pasuk goes on. Let's say there's going to be a tragedy, an osoin. Osoin means death. Let's say this fight leads to death. Vinosata nefesh tachas nafesh. So it says, let's say there's not going to be death, anosh ye onesh. Then he will be punished. The person will go, and the person that tried to kill his friend will be punished. So what's going on here? They're fighting to death and not fighting. What's going on in this pasuk? We were explaining.
So the question was, who's paying for the mevlodis over here? That's the question.
Oh, so the shal over here is also the mevlodis. Let's hear Rashi. Let me clarify over here. Rashi over here says, look back the third line down. B'matzusha misashu mischam elohargis achaveir vehiko esvisha. Oh, we have to discuss the psuch of the mikra. Well, the case over here is when a man is trying to kill his friend. Reuven is trying to kill Shimon. What happens? A woman gets in the way, and she gets hit. And the mevlodis, the baby, is a miscarriage. Who pays for the baby, the value of the baby? So it says in the pasuk, "Moson yehiyah." If there's going to be a death to the baby, then you have to pay. The nasat nevshach nevshel silvi moson yehiyah. Rashi says, "V'im lo mischavin laharig the shogin ku." V'im moson yehiyah. V'im lo mischavin laharig lo shogin ku. Amai mikdal. Why is he killed? Over here, obviously, it says if he succeeds, before what happened. One thing at a time. V'imason yihyeh. Reuven is trying to hit Shimon. If Reuven succeeds, he hits Shimon, and Shimon's dead. So it says, V'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. Why? If I did not have intent to kill Shimon, why am I chayiv misa? The only chayiv misa of intent, premeditated murder. It was not premeditated murder, there was no chayiv misa. So why then is it in the pasuk v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh? So obviously, we're dealing with a situation where he succeeded, where he had kavana to kill. That's why it's going to be chayiv misa. Now, now that we have established that the beginning of the pasuk is dealing with a situation where he has kavana to kill. Now let's go to the end of the pasuk. So what happens if he hits, and it turns out that he does not succeed, does not kill, but instead he hits a woman, and the woman's baby comes out. The pasuk goes on, "V'yalpi k'siv hasam lo yi'asan she'ein kan b'chiv misa, onosh yi'onesh." He has to pay the dmei vlados. Why? Why does he have to pay the dmei vlados? So Irash the Gora goes weiter. If you're going to tell me Bishlam, the case over here is going where, that if you can save him, save the victim by taking out the rotach of one of the limbs, that's the case. Why did he not succeed? How did it happen the woman got in the way? It must be that someone, a bystander, took the law into his own hands and hit him with be'echod me'ivarov. He neutralized him, and now going to yochalat sil be'ech me'ivarov, and therefore Rashi explains Eliyama Bishlam going to yochal haroy lahat sil be'ech me'ivarov to who lo nitan lahargoy. He now to kill him. So therefore, ain't kind.
You should have to pay
misa. The onish. That's why. The question over here is: let's review. So why over here? Why does this person? Let's clarify the issue. I'm not explaining
not
it correctly.
Reason, right.
The guy is a dead man. Exactly. The guy is a dead man. This man was selling. Oh, he's hitting. Right. He's hitting his friend. He's trying to kill him. If he's trying to kill him, he's a roidev. He's a roidev. You're allowed to kill him. If you're allowed to kill him, if he in the process causes that monetary damage, he is exempt because of kam lebedrav amine. If Reuven's trying to kill Shimon, and in the process he hits a woman who's pregnant, the baby comes out, he does not have to pay the demei vlados because he is a dead man. A bystander can kill him. But yet it says here in the pasuk, no, if he does not succeed in killing his friend, and instead he caused a woman to lose her baby, he has to pay. But why do you have to pay? I'm a dead man, I'm exempt from paying. It must be because, no, I'm not allowed to kill you. I'm not allowed to kill you because I can save the victim by neutralizing the perpetrator. Mela, there's no kamla b'dramine. That's all if you assume that this lam of yodis is correct, that nitan lahatzl bi'echad me'evav, you're not allowed to shoot to kill. You gotta go shoot to neutralize, not to kill. But if you learn like the Ma'adim that says, that you can go for the kill, then in Mela, he's a dead man. How are you going to have a hechatimsin, the Torah HaKadosha, of having a person of paying the mevlados? Got the kasha? So the Gemara says, Eliyah, Mati Yochalatu Bechamevarva, Na Midilachatzel Binafshay, Hechim Mishkach Slodi Anesh. The Gemara is a Hanai answer. Dilma Shani Hacha the Nisa Lezeh Vitashlumin Lezeh. We're discussing a case that's Nisa Lezeh Vitashlumin Lezeh, and that means they're not coming through the case. The pasuk is going two different people. Now, what does this mean? Look at Rashi. Hamisa Vihatashlumin Einam Boin Lo Al Yidei Adam Echad. Shamisa ba Allah b'shvil chaveiro shahaya meirivimai v'yatashlumin de bal hu ishahein and the tashlumin de inish de olmohu the hilkoch the money, who are you paying the money to? You're not paying the money to the victim. You're paying the money to a third party. In that case, we do not say kum le bidraba minei. We only say kum le bidraba minei when the victim is the owner of the money to whom you would otherwise have to pay. They won't go to the Yarshim. The guy's dead or not dead, whatever the case is, but it's the same person. But when you're causing harm to Reuben and you're causing damage of property to Shimon, then we do not say, Kam le bid rabba mine. So this woman that gets stuck in the middle, who are you paying the Mev Lodis to her husband? The husband was not the person you're fighting with. You're fighting with someone else. The Mev Lodis loy mifta mitashlumin docha mishum chi misudim chavidach. We don't say the principle, Kam le bid rabba mine. Now that's not so simple. The Gemara goes on to say that. The Gemara says, I don't like that answer. That doesn't make a difference. Just because Misa Lezev Dashlum Lezev, so what? The halach of Kam Lebed Rabine is universal. It's universal. If you at this moment in time are a Bar Chiyuva, you're Chayiv Misa, you have no value. It doesn't matter whose property you damage, you're exempt from paying tashlum. And what's the proof to this? Diyam Rava, Roidev. Shaya Roidev. Here, Roidev, Shaya Roidev. Ach Chaveiro Veshiber Es Akelim, Bein Shel Nirdof, Ubein Shel Kol Adam. You see, Beferish Yipater. So therefore, you see the difference. So my time, why? Meschai Ben Avshayu. Yechai Ben Avshay. V'nirdov Shibur Sakelim. Okay, that's one. Now we're going off the top. It's not a Gemara now, but the Gemara is in order to quote the Braisa for the sake of completion, for in its entirety, it says in New Halacha, the victim. What happens if the victim goes and causes damage to property when he's running away? Someone is running after Reuven, and Reuven runs away, and the prosecutor runs away, he causes damage. V'nirdov Shibur Sakelim Shal Roidev. Now, so here it says, if we damage the Kelim of Roidev is potter. If the victim, to save himself, he causes damage to the property of the roidef, he's potter, but shel kol adam chayiv. Why shel roidef potter shlo yehem one chav olav migufay? If you're allowed to kill him, you're allowed to kill the perpetrator to save your own life. Certainly, you can go. You're allowed to go destroy his money. Maybe that will help. But shel kol adam chayiv. Why? Because this is sugya mamish erev yom hakipurim the choymer. There is a pella dika sugya. The sugya leman nechtal me oishek yodeinu the ikur yisrael hakipurim. Why? But shel atzmai b'shalachem is potter because you shematzil. Atzmai b'mamoin chaveroi. You're saving your life with mamoin chaveroi, and that is osir. You believe that? Osir, you know that. I know someone who's running the Holocaust, they're on a death march. The person already died. They're on a death march, and they're now going to die. Your mom's going to die. They had no shoes, and the Nazis stopped them, and she saw on a porch a pair of shoes. And no one was watching. She went and she stole the shoes. And she put on the shoes. And only because she had those shoes was she able to survive the march. She lived on. And her whole life, she felt guilty. Matzil atzmai b'mamon chaveroi. Unbelievable. It's a very sure sugya. David HaMelech, he has to shy the whole sugya. V'roidev shay next. No halacha. V'roidev manechtal mi'oishak yadeinu. V'roidev shay v'roidev acharoidev v'hatinu halacha. Aroidev shay roidev acharoidev. Here on the Nusach and the Schles the Gemara, one Roidev is running after another Roidev, Lahatziloi, to say to Lahatziloi, to save him, to save the victim. A Roidev, Shoy Roidev, Acha Roidev, Lahatziloi, Veshiber Es Akelim, Bein Shal Roidev, Bein Shal Nirdov, Bein Shal Kol Adam Potter. If I'm coming to save the victim, I'm running after Reuben is trying to kill Shimon, and I'm now going to be the superhero. I'm coming to save Reuven, and I go and I go and in the process of coming to I'm coming to save Shimon, I'm running after the, when Reuven is running, trying to kill Shimon, and Levi's going to be the superhero, and he's coming to go save Shimon, and by running after Reuven, and in the process, Levi causes damage to property, whether he damages Reuven's property, whether he damages Shimon's property, whether he damages someone else's property, it doesn't matter. The Savior is exempt from paying Tashlumin, Potter, Veloimin Hadin. This is not an Iker Hadin. In law, it would not stand up. If you go and you take it upon yourself, you go take it upon yourself to save someone else's life, it doesn't make a difference. You have to go pay the damages. But the Chazal stepped in and they allowed the person to be exempt, because if you're not going to let the person, you let the person make the person pay for the stay, he's not going to want to save a person. If I have to go pay, they're going to charge me for the 911 call 25 cents, I'm not going to call 911. 911 is free. If I don't have to pay for 911, my minutes, 25 cents, forget it, let the guy die. So the Gemara says, is a matter of fact, human psychology, ad kidei kach, for 25 cents a person will let someone else die. It's a mitzias, half of a fellow, the Gemara says. The Gemara makes it said, now we go to Nusug the Achabahema. But let's say Reuven is running after an animal, after a ferret. Reuven is running after a ferret. Are you allowed? Are you mechuyev to kill Reuven to prevent Reuven from doing the avera? No. Rashbi, the Gipurim is here with us. Rashbi says, "Ha'oved avoid the zara." He says, "Nitzal lahatzil nafshe mikal v'chomer." And then he talks about the zara. He allowed why? I told you this: 5, 6, and 7. Rashbi and Rabbi Eliezer. Rashbi is Moshe of the Zohar. What's the law? It's because what? It's the neshama. Madach, you're allowed to save a person from causing physical harm. Allah has kam v'kam, you're allowed to save a person from causing spiritual harm. Unbelievable halacha. So I have the Zohar, nita l'hatzal b'nafshay, b'kal v'chayim, ma p'gam hedya, nita l'hatzal b'nafshay. In order to save a victim from a p'gam hedya, you're allowed to save. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is any worse. You have less rachmanis and the Ribbono than you have upon a human being. So p'gam gavoy l'kol shchein. The Gemara says, "Kosava in Chanami Rashbi l'shitasai holds Einshin min Hadin." Her Maisa Lag BaOmer is the day of Einshin min Hadin. Kal v'chomer he holds. He makes Kal v'chomer. Einshin min Hadin day. It's my mamish. That's the banner of Lag BaOmer. Tanya Rabbi Lezer B'Shem. He goes weiter. He goes even weiter. He even comes to Shabbos. Someone's carrying this on Shabbos. He'll kill him. Unbelievable. Because what happened? He saw people working. He came out of the cave and he saw people working. What did he say? Working? You're working? What are you working for? He gave a look. Gal shelat samais. Turned into a pile of bones. You see how far he went. And what about you say? You destroy the world. You're coming out of the cave to go destroy the world. Once already we know about the Zara, he follows like his father, but after his father he goes a step by, he makes a Kal v'chomer, he makes a Gzeira Shav v'chil Shlo. Arav Yochanan, Mishra Mishra Mem Yayotad, Nimli, when they go into this place, Nitzah Deloit, Kol Aver Shavitara, Im Oim Lo'odom Avor, Ba'al Tehareik, okay, this is, you say this, tell a person, do the Avera, and you will live, Ya'avor, do the Avera, v'lo Yehareik, Chutz, Me'avar Zara, V'gil Arayish, V'chastam, this is a classic Gemara, classic Shas Gemara, the big three. They avoid this effect the Gemara. They avoid the Zara. Low. You're not allowed to do avoid the Zara. You're not allowed to do. Why not? If the person is
you can't do
the Zara. The Gemara says, "Chutz the Zara, effect the Gemara. They avoid the Zara. Low. Avoid the Zara. Low. You're not allowed to do avoid the Zara. You have to be killed. You don't have to be killed with the Zara. You're allowed to do the Zara. You're on the Raisa. Amar b'Shmuel minayin shem amar lo yalom avoid the Zara v'al tereg minayin sheyavoid. Taka, he learns that a person is allowed to worship an idol and not be killed. Even in public, it says, so we have a stira, we're brainwashed that there are three, they're the big three. And it turns out that according to the Shita, there's only two. So Gemara in Echlam, Iu the Amri Krabi Lazar. In Echlam, he's a Das Yachid. Because Rabbi Lazar, the time of Rabbi Lazar, I'm a 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 Rab Why? The answer came, yes, Adam should go for the one of them, they love their body more than the mama, and yes, Adam should go for they love their mama, and the mama is much more chavav to them than their goof. Then, Kachnema Bechol Yodecha, therefore, in Echonami, it's only, therefore, what's the Rav Raya? So, therefore, it's only these two. It's only mamain, and it's only, so therefore, you see, wait, what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer, so what are the Gemara's answers? So he learns right. So that's our man the Yama that says the big three. What's the big three? The makar of the big three is you have to ace Hashem elokecha to give up your life for avodah zarah. So this pasuk is called this pasuk. You have to ace Hashem Kach is teaching you avodah zarah. The other man the Yama says v'chay bohem v'lo shiyamas bohem that avodah zarah you do not have to give up your life. So in the Chanami, so when it comes to avodah zarah, we have machleik. So far we go one at a time. Avodah zarah gilayarayis shvichastam. So when it comes to each one at a time, but the first one the Gemara wants to discuss is the din of by avodah zarah and it's machleik. One man says no. You're allowed to do avodah zarah because it's v'chay. Other man says some kriyas shema. So every time you say the pasuk, you have to ace Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha u'nafshecha b'chol yedecha. So you know you're referring to avodah zarah, and it says b'chol nafshecha to give up your neshama. It clearly teaches you in the very first pasuk of kriyas shema that you're mechuyev to give up your life in order not to worship avodah zarah. Okay, vayta. Fight and fight and coach and make sure he is one of such a chus, such a helical chus. The Torah should be your advocate. Should be your advocate. The gematria of Yom HaKippurim Tavshlein Ches is Shloish Esrei. Exactly, Shloish Esrei. Kel Horei Salon Loimar Shloish Esrei. That's the whole chus of Yom HaKippurim, and then the word Shloish Esrei is gematria Yom HaKippurim Tavshlein Ches. All yisvas.
Give
73 days. You should make two simchas this year, at least two simchas. Today, actually, the Rishon, today, it's so good to me. Call me every single day. Can you imagine 65 days? Shtel Sechar. Sadik, Malay, Mishalas, Sadikim. It's awful, awful, shek, suddenly.